Hello, Nadine here with Inspirational Thursdays. Thank you for joining me. Today I am going to read a few scriptures from the book of Romans, and I will be reading from the Passion Translation. So we're going to start with Romans 13, verse 10. Love makes it impossible to harm another. So love fulfills all that the law requires. To live like this is all the more urgent, for time is running out, and you know it is a strategic hour in human history. It is time for us to wake up, for our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And then to flip my page to verse 12. Night's darkness is dissolving away as a new day of destiny dawns. So we must once and for all strip away what is done in the shadows of darkness, removing it like filthy rags. And once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as our weapon. We must live honorably. The Aramaic can be translated, we walk with the designer. How cool is that? Honorably with our designer. God created us and designed our lives. We must live honorably, surrounded by the light of this new day, not in the darkness. We must fully immerse ourselves into the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. And don't waste even a moment's thought on your former identity to awaken its selfish desires. Wow. This is inspiring to me, and I believe it is to you. It's a new day of destiny dawning, and the light of God's word is our weapon, and we live honorably surrounded with the light of this new day, and we fully immerse. Other translations say, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and we don't even have a moment's thought of our former identity. And we started with love makes it impossible to harm another, so love fulfills the law. So we know that God is love, and Jesus came and fulfilled the law for us. So I am inspiring us, wake up. This is your wake up call. Wake up, for our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Let's look at Romans chapter 6 and see what this says about the newness of life. Chapter 6, verse 4 is where I'll start. Sharing in Christ's death by our baptism means that we were co-buried and entombed with him, so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with him. We have been co-resurrected with him so that we could be empowered to walk in the freshness of new life. For since we are permanently grafted into him to experience a death like his, then we are permanently grafted into him to experience a resurrection like his, and the new life that it imparts. Could it be any clearer that our former identity is now and forever deprived of its power? For we were co-crucified with Christ to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we would not continue to live one moment longer submitted to sin's power. If we were co-crucified with the Anointed One, we know that we will also share in the fullness of his life. And we know that since the Anointed One has been raised from the dead to die no more, His resurrection life has vanquished death and its power over him is finished. For by Jesus' sacrifice, he died to sin's power once and for all. Whoops, my pages are sticking together. Let me get turned here. Okay, once and for all, but he, oh my goodness, my pages. But he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. Verse 11, so let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with Christ, you must continually view yourselves as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal while living daily for God's pleasure in union with Jesus, the Anointed One. This is a great pictorial description of Christ Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection and how we have the opportunity to partake in the same thing that Jesus did when we receive him as our Lord and Savior. And then I want to read one final portion of scripture from Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 1. You find it here in my Bible. Revelation chapter 1. All right, I'm almost there. Thank you for your patience. Revelation chapter 1. And I'll start with verse 1. This is the unveiling of Jesus the Christ, which God gave him to share with his loving servants what must occur swiftly. He signified it by sending his angel to his loving servant John. I, John, bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. A joyous blessing rests upon the one who reads this message and upon those who hear and embrace the words of this prophecy. For the appointed time is in your hands. The footnote says, or the appointed time is at hand. From John to the seven churches in Western Turkey, may the kindness of God's grace and peace overflow to you from him who is and who was and who is coming. And from the seven spirits who are in front of the throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from among the dead, and the ruling king who rules over the kings of the earth. Now to the one who constantly loves us and has loosed us from our sins by his own blood, and to the one who has appointed us as a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion throughout the eternity of eternities. Amen. I read these three portions of scriptures together because it talks about the new life that Jesus purchased for us with his death, burial, and resurrection. And I encourage us all to be alert, to awaken out of sleep, to put off the old and to put on the new light and the new lordship of Jesus Christ, to put ask Holy Spirit for revelation so that our eyes would be open to understand with revelation knowledge the light of God's word, so that we might, I liked how Romans 6 said the freshness of a new life. We want fresh, daily new life. And how Revelation tells us exactly what Jesus did for us and how he has appointed us to a kingdom of priests to serve our God and Father, and that all glory and dominion belong to him throughout the eternity of eternities. So I leave this message with you today. Be inspired as you live each day in the freshness of new life.